Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. Normally, we're the live radio talk program that you can call into and take control of the airwaves. But since the government decided to raid the studio as well as the Bitcoin Embassy, we are still without phones. Last night we were unable to broadcast, well, anywhere really. We recorded the episode. We did do the show. We didn't know, we weren't sure whether we'd be broadcasting anywhere because of the state of the equipment. But it turns out that it did not go out to broadcast radio. We were able to put a copy of the show in our Telegram chat over at telegram.freetalklive.com. We will eventually get that up to all of our podcast catchers, and you know, if you usually listen through some sort of a podcast, it'll be there again. It will eventually show up in the Free Talk Live archives. It's just a question of priorities and access for us to do that. So we do seem to have achieved radio broadcast again tonight, and I'm pretty happy about that because for me, this started as a radio talk show, and that, I feel, is kind of the biggest F you to the man, right? You came in, you raided this place, you tried to take down not only one of the founders of this program, but also the Shire Free Church. You tried to put him out of business, so to speak, as far as the church is concerned, and you tried to disable us from the ability to broadcast, and yet here we are.
It's also just another channel to get what happened out there. They don't want us to be able to tell people what they did.
And they're not going to take our voices.
Yeah.
That's the last thing they would have to take. It's the First Amendment. It's the last thing they're going to take.
So we were talking in the I apologize. I am your host tonight, the Reverend Captain Kickass. And joining me,
it's Bonnie.
And Breaking the Flaw.
And we were talking about this article from the New York Times, with a headline of Walmart becomes largest U.S. vaccine provider to join push for digital vaccination credentials.
If you're getting your vaccine at Walmart, that's ghetto.
Well, where else are you going to get it? Walgreens?
Walgreens is just a little step up.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but it, they did a great job with the most recent South Park episode, the vaccination special.
I have seen it. Perhaps I wasn't in the correct state of mind to watch the episode, but I thought it was one of the least funny South Park episodes I've seen in a while.
I don't know. I started cracking up right away. Everyone's trying to get in the Walgreens because it's like a nightclub, but the only people allowed in are the old people. Oh, my God. It was so funny.
The old people trying to get in. Okay, that was funny. Yeah. Again, perhaps I was just not in the right state of mind if you are picking up what I'm laying down.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
I liked the face diaper special. I don't know what they called that, but that was pretty funny.
The pandemic special.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't understand what the pandemic special was until I watched the episode, and then I was like, oh, the pandemic special.
Yeah, I was so afraid they were going to be like, telling people like everyone needs to be wearing masks, but no.
Yeah. So at any rate, people who get COVID-19 shots at thousands of Walmart and Sam's Club stores may soon be able to verify their vaccination status at airports, schools, and other locations using a health passport app on their smartphones. Yeah, Walmart.
Oh, so sad.
It disgusts me to even read that, much less, I just want to slap people sometimes. Walmart is the first huge-scale administrator of vaccines. What happened to large scale? I mean, I guess Walmart is huge, but they're so huge they've got another notch on the scale. It's gone from small scale to medium scale to large scale to Walmart scale, apparently. Huge scale. Walmart is the first huge-scale administrator of vaccines that is committing to giving people a secure, verifiable record of their vaccination, said Paul Meyer, the chief executive of the Commons Project Foundation, a nonprofit in Geneva that has developed health passport apps. We think many others will follow. And I can't, show this to you over the radio, but there is a photo here called Common Pass, and it's what you think it is. It's, you know, a cell phone
with a QR code
and, you know, date stamp, time stamp, you know, your name here, et cetera, and so on.
I mean, if people want to make some fake ones, that'd be great, and let's see if it works. I'm not encouraging anything legal. I'm just saying that, you know, maybe make a copy of that and just...
Yeah, I wonder if you could copy that onto one of those vinyl, like, not sticky back, but like the cling, the vinyl cling thing,
yep.
And just like have it like clinging to the screen of your phone when you show it.
There you go.
You know,
yeah.
Again, you know? Yeah. That'd be sweet. The company said people who get COVID shots at Walmart and Sam's Club stores will be able to use free health passport apps to verify their vaccination records and then generate smartphone codes that could allow them to board a plane or enter a sports area. I think they meant arena, but they spelled it area because, you know.
Sports area.
Sports! The apps include Health Pass, developed by Clear, a security company that uses biometric technology to confirm people's identities at airports, and Common Pass, developed by the Commons Project.
That sounds more like they're just trying to track us more versus actually trying to get us the shot, and that sounds like really what the intention is.
Yeah. Again, so what does one do with this, right? Let's just say they make this a law that in order for you to travel, you got to have this health passport and show you're vaccinated, right?
I'm going to die before I get vaccinated.
Okay, but I'm just saying, let's just say they make this law. What about people who got the thing and recovered?
Right.
Do they have to get a stab, too?
Well, I hope not.
Just to get their stupid passport?
I hope not. I'll tell you guys. I got tested early on, and I did this because if I was found positive, Uber would give me a $2,200 check.
No.
I took it. I got tested. I did it to myself. I didn't let them do it. But I don't think it was anything. It was just a cotton swab. I'm not worried about that. I'm not going to get a vaccine, though. And I didn't work. I refused to do this job where everyone's all scared in my car and everyone's right. Wearing masks. I'll go on and on about this. But I tell you, I would rather just get that swab and try to find another job. You know, that's the least that I've done. Yeah, some people are going to call me out on this, but I did what I did. You know, I did what I could.
Whatever.
I lost my job. I mean, what else am I supposed to do?
I'm not going to judge you, man.
Thank you.
No. People need to sometimes put themselves first in certain situations, you know? Just because somebody else doesn't have the motivation to do something doesn't mean you don't have the motivation to do something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And again, did you violate the NAP? Nope.
No.
You know, did you harm any person or property in the process? Sure.
Nope.
Didn't.
I got my own choices.
Yeah.
I also got the nose swab. It was because I had like a strep throat or something, and I went to the doctor, and they're like, you have to get tested for COVID because we're doing that for everyone if you have anything.
You have to get tested. Wow.
Well, I had to sign something that said they would let me. I don't know. I think I was just like, okay, let me get my care or whatever.
Okay.
So let me tell you, though, I got tested twice. One, I got tested at the hospital because I was basically being medically kidnapped. So they forced the test on me that first time. The second time I went to my own doctor, which is really funny because 12 days into my quarantine, my doctor calls me and is like, hey, let you know, you're positive. Right. And I was like, it's 2 days left in my quarantine. You're telling me now?
Right.
Like, what is the deal? I thought it was a big joke. And funny thing is, the only person that actually got really close to me was a state trooper because I went to the checkpoint, the COVID checkpoint in Rhode Island.
The government gave you COVID.
Super spreaders.
Well, no. He got within the 6 feet. Right, he got right into my face. And I thought it was really funny. It was a COVID checkpoint. You got right in my face, bro.
Oh. JetBlue and Lufthansa are already using the Common Pass app to verify passengers' negative virus tests before they can board certain flights. So this is already being enacted by certain airlines. You cannot call, so we'll have more Free Talk Live coming up.
Some of you asked, and now we've delivered. LRN.FM's live Keene, New Hampshire studio shows are now streamed in HD on Twitch. Visit our channel at twitch.lrn.fm and give it a follow. If you have Amazon Prime, you get one free subscription on Twitch. If you use it on our channel, Twitch will give LRN.FM a monthly piece of your Prime subscription cost. So please watch, follow, share, and subscribe to twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm.
Do you feel like your nation, state, or community no longer holds your values? Have you dreamt of a place where people agree that liberty is important and are free to pursue their projects so long as they respect the property of others? There are many people just like you that are discovering FreePrivateCities.com. Their social media links are at the upper right of the page at FreePrivateCities.com. All skill levels will be needed when the first of the Free Private Cities opens. It's sooner than you think. Stop arguing and build. FreePrivateCities.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it! You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live, the radio talk program where you normally can take control of the airwaves, except for yesterday and today, and, well, we'll see what happens tomorrow. We are currently without phones due to the events of that were perpetrated against both the Bitcoin Embassy as well as the Free Talk Live studio, which was in the form of a no-knock raid. And so they took a whole bunch of equipment. They did their best to disable our ability to broadcast. We only just now today have recovered enough to be back on radio. So that was the number one priority, was getting on radio. And, you know, hopefully we'll begin restoring all of the other things now that we have that particular portion sussed out. So we did do an episode yesterday. You can find that over at telegram.freetalklive.com. If you want to check out the episode.
As well as my channel, you can watch it.
And also on Breaking the Flaw on YouTube. And thank you.
Actually, it's on Library. Go to Library and watch it.
Oh, nice.
Earn some crypto and watch it.
LBRY. And in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Breaking the Flaw.
Nice. We also have been doing a bit of a fundraiser for the damage that has been done to both the studio and the Bitcoin Embassy, as well as the equipment that needs to be replaced that was stolen by the government. You've got some ability to donate over on your channel.
And I just want to give a shout-out to all those who have donated today during the show. We got Fighting Clowns donated 30 in Dash. Dash does yesterday. Preston H. Now donated. And,
oh, nice.
Eddie H., thank you. He's an active viewer of my channel. Thank you very much. And Me the People.
I like Me the People. That's a great name.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you guys.
We also received another BSV, Bitcoin Satoshi Vision, to the Captain Kickass at Edge address. I do accept Bitcoin SV, or BSV as it's known. So that's another way. If you want to donate anonymously, you can send Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, and BSV to Captain Kickass at Edge, and I will make sure that those donations go directly to the rebuilding of the Free Talk Live studio and the Bitcoin Embassy. We were talking about this article from the New York Times stating that, well, Walmart has become the largest U.S. vaccine provider to join the push for digital vaccination credentials. Essentially, what they want to do is, you know, first of all, get yourself the vaccination.
No thanks.
Second of all, get an app to verify that you officially have had the vaccination.
No thanks.
I mean, this is the digital version of papers, please. And so we talked a bit about the article. What I wanted to do, sometimes I do this with things to help me sort of suss out the idea. I'll take whatever's written about a thing, and I will substitute a different thing, right? So all of these articles talking about these apps or, you know, whatever vaccine COVID passport that you have to produce and show to people to, like, get on an airplane or go see a concert or sports or whatever. What if they did that with something not COVID, right? How would society react? Like, what if you had to show an AIDS passport?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow, that's so true.
Right? How would society react to that? If you had to show something that proved you didn't have AIDS.
Wow.
Right? Do you think there'd be an uproar?
You're basically walking around now, like, saying to everyone, you're virtual signaling to everybody, oh, you're part of this big-ass club now, so why aren't you? Oh, you're not part of this club? Well, just don't even be near me. Ew. Like, that's what they're acting like, and it's just not how...
You can already see it. I see it online all the time with these people who celebrate their vaccinations, their COVID vaccinations.
Oh, yeah.
They're literally rubbing it in other people's faces like, ha ha, look at me, I got the vaccination and you did, right? It's this childish, you know, rub it in your nose sort of, you know, thing. They're very proud. And other folks don't even understand what they're doing. I saw some posts that were like, I got my COVID vaccine. I can't wait to hug everybody immediately. You know, that kind of a thing. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Or did you guys hear about, I think it was a cop in Florida that tried to steal the vaccines.
What?
Yeah.
I missed that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was a cop. He tried to steal some vaccines and, like, sell on the black market or something. But it's like, that's how stupidly desperate you people are. Like, really. You goons, tyrants, despots, parasites.
Before the social media pictures of got my vaccine, here's my card, or whatever, I thought it was really weird and stupid how everybody that got COVID posted about it on, like, their Snapchat stories, like, day two with COVID, guys. And you would never do that before if you just had the flu. I would never, ever take a picture of myself, like, and it said, like, got the flu 3 days in. I'm all right, guys. Like, that's such a mild illness. It was annoying me so much.
Over 99% chance of recovery for most human beings on the planet.
The only little bit of symptoms that I had was shortness of breath a little bit. And I do have asthma, but it was a little bit unusual at the time. And that was, like, another good reason not to work. So that's when I got the test and everything. But, I mean, it was mild at best. I mean, it really didn't bother me. Though, there have been people in my family that supposedly died from it, and not to, you know, take a stab at my family members, but they weren't in great health to begin with.
Sure. As, I mean, all of the people who have died, right, had comorbidities, right? That's something else wrong with them.
Like, that guy didn't have a parachute. Right?
Oh my God.
He died of COVID.
The guy that got shot, and he died of COVID.
Yeah. Right?
Are those real? That really happened?
Actual stories, yeah.
Well, I don't know about the parachute, but I know that someone died from a gunshot. And
they got classified as dead from COVID. Wow. So, yeah, it happens. Probably more often than's being reported, that's for sure. I can't believe the numbers, right? They say over 500,000.
I know.
And I just, yeah.
I mean, just feel like I would know more people that died. Like, I know my cousin knows somebody whose mom died. Like, I don't know anybody close to me.
Yeah. I know a couple of people who've gotten it, right, or tested positive for it and had the symptoms. The overriding symptom that seems to be common with it is the loss of smell and taste. Mm. Right, so they, yeah, wow, this is weird. I can't taste anything, right, kind of a thing. Most of the folks who have had it describe it as, you know, a moderate flu. You know, not a light flu, not a severe flu, but a moderate flu. I only know one person that was hospitalized. They were hospitalized for a day because they had asthma. Right, so they had trouble breathing. They went to the hospital. They give them a little breathing treatment. You know, put a little tube or little inhalants down their throats, and you know, watch them overnight and let them go. You're good to go. So yeah, do you need a passport to prove that you got the vaccine?
I know I don't. If you're tolerating the mask right now, you're probably going to tolerate the passport.
Or Free Talk Live is on the way.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Department of Education is aiming to bring students back to school across the United States by this spring. Speaking at the White House, Education Secretary Miguel Cardona says the recently passed coronavirus relief bill will provide another $122 billion in funding to help schools with reopenings.
My goal, my priority right now is to safely reopen as many schools as possible, as quickly as possible.
Many schools also still sitting on money from the previous bills passed by Congress. 41 Republican senators signed a letter asking the U.S. Government Accountability Office to evaluate whether President Joe Biden's suspension of funding and construction of the southern border wall was justified under federal law. On his first day in office, Biden signed an executive order halting construction on the wall. This is USA Radio News. The Fed Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged. The Fed keeping its benchmark rate at near zero and doesn't expect a rate hike through 2023. Fed Chair Jerome Powell opening a virtual briefing and saying the Fed will remain vigilant as the economy recovers from the coronavirus pandemic.
At the Fed, we will continue to provide the economy the support that it needs for as long as it takes.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott continues to criticize President Biden's immigration policies. Speaking today in Dallas, the Republican says the surge of unaccompanied migrant children crossing the border illegally will only get worse.
There's every reason for Americans to expect the number and size of those sites to continue to increase.
The K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center in Dallas will house migrant children for 3 months. A new CBS News report says unaccompanied minors are being held for an average of 120 hours, far longer than the 72 hours allowed by law. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live, the normally live radio call-in talk program. We are live, but you can't call in because our phones are down still because of the government. Yes, that's right, because of the government. I said it. They came in, they raided, they stole a bunch of stuff, they terrorized people, and people who have never harmed anybody or anybody else's property.
Who else would do it?
Yeah, I mean, the crime, the real criminals here are the government. They harmed a bunch of property,
right,
and a bunch of people, so.
My sister, I told her what happened today, and she was saying, like, nobody else, okay, like, so I told her about Arya's cats. I don't know if there's been an update on Arya's cats, but she was saying, like, and these same people will prosecute people for animal abuse. And like obviously, if you tried to break into somebody else's house, you're about to get in big trouble with the FBI, too.
Yeah, so
thoughts and prayers for those cats, guys. That's all. No donation's going to help that. So
yeah, that's all we can do for that. I snorted. Sorry.
And can I do some shout-outs for the donations?
Yes,
quick?
Let's do the donation shout-outs.
So Riaz K donated 50 for Arya's Sanity with the DVD player. We will use that for the DVD player. Bradley Hunt donated 30. Thank you very much. That happened yesterday. I just want to make sure I got that out there. And David N., thank you very much for listening. It's a pleasure to be able to do this for everyone and broadcast it on my channel. So thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, we do appreciate all the donations. Again, over at Breaking the Flaw on YouTube, in the description section, there are some links to how you can donate. If you want to donate anonymously, you can do so using cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, or Bitcoin Satoshi Vision. You can do that to Captain Kickass at Edge. Just don't put in a QR code. Don't put in the long Bitcoin address in your wallet. When you want to send the transaction, just type in Captain Kickass at Edge, and that donation will be received by me. We had a $3 donation a little bit earlier. Thank you again for that. And a $5 donation as well. So both in Bitcoin, Satoshi Vision, BSV.
Very nice. Should I not like shout out people that donate in crypto? I mean...
No, please do.
Okay.
Yeah, please do. It's just that I don't have a way... Like, you can't
attach... they're doing it for anonymity, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, you can't attach... Like, hey, this is to a donation to Captain Kickass at Edge. So they're by default anonymous donations.
I got you.
So
perfect.
Just if folks find it easier, they can use that method as well. And between the two of us, we'll coordinate the funds. We'll make sure that we put them in the correct pool. All of this money will go to rebuilding the Free Talk Live studio and the Bitcoin Embassy and any associated, you know, parts, labor, all that kind of stuff, because there is a bunch of property damage here, and gear has been stolen.
Okay, any donations that are coming in through my end of things, I will make a paper receipt that I'll show you guys. So.
Yep. Okay, so we were talking about the Walmart vaccine passport, and then I posed the question, you know, what would it be like if you had to prove that you didn't have AIDS by some sort of... You know, I don't have AIDS passport or anything else, really, you know, like...
When you're walking in the club, they ask for your ID and your AIDS passport.
Yeah. Yeah, imagine that. What would society's reaction be to that? I can't imagine that they would talk... They'd be like, whoa, wait a minute, this is wrong. I'm guessing. I don't know.
I look at it another way, too. It's like, what if it's just like a blood type, not just AIDS? What if it's like, oh, no negatives, no negatives here, please. You know, or like we only accept AB, or you know, it sounds so ridiculous that they can use like your blood as a reason, essentially to discriminate you at a door. Like that's insane. I've saw this rumoring in the past of people putting the microchips under their skin, but really now it's going to be like, oh, did you get vaccinated? Oh, let me just take a real quick sample with like a diabetes test strip, and they're going to be like, oh. You haven't been vaccinated. You lied. You go to jail, or you can't come in because you're lying. I can see people doing making fake skin with a little bit of vaccinated blood underneath their skin, and here, test here, and then like it's like people are gonna find ways around this. I can tell you that. No, we're not gonna submit if it comes really strict law, and
Yeah, there's no reason to force people to get a vaccination for anything, near as I can tell.
Of course.
Right? Because you are violating a person's right. Right? A lot of the phrase, my body, my choice, gets thrown around by, a lot of in the abortion arguments and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But apply that to everything equally and consistently, right? So... Okay, do I not have a choice here? Why does the government get to be my doctor? Shouldn't I, be able to subscribe to a doctor of my choice for my personal health care? And shouldn't I make the final decision as to whether or not I get the vaccination? There's no reason for any government to make that final decision for anybody.
That brings up a good point. Last week I tried to get into a court with my camera, right?
Mm-hmm.
No problem with the camera. But the problem was, is that they wanted me to fill out a sheet saying, do you have any of these symptoms? You know, all these questions, right? For the COVID questions. Yeah, I told him, are you a medical professional? And he's not, obviously, because he's a sheriff.
Yeah.
Right? And he's, he's just, I was giving him a hard time, but he's really giving me the hard time.
Sure.
Because this is my public building that you forced me to pay for. So I should be able to enter. What's gonna happen next is going to be, sir, do you have a vaccination passport to enter the court? And be like, no. I'm going to just say no thank you. Right. Just stop walking. That's what I'm going to do.
Even Footloose was saying something at the protest the other day about wearing the mask that was so true to me. He was saying, to somebody who asked him to wear a mask, he was like, you are not my doctor and you cannot give me you cannot prescribe medical intervention. And honestly, I think, I hate to admit this in public, but during the, maybe like the summer of last year, I got strep throat twice, mm-hmm. and it was just so weird, like odd time of year, and like also just like why did I get this twice? I wasn't even around that many people because I was like always working, and everybody wanted to just be home and be depressed basically, and but I was doing Uber Eats, so I always had to wear a mask to go into restaurants,
right.
and I really think the mask was like giving me strep throat. It's so gross.
I mean, you are rebreathing, you know, the moisture that collects on the, whatever it is, cloth or fiber or whatever your mask happens to be made of. If you're wearing it for an extended period of time, I've read as little as an hour can actually, you know, inhibit your ability to breathe normally.
I was always, like, washing my reusable ones and, like, using new disposable ones, but I've heard that strep is on everything, kind of like MRSA.
Right.
So, like, you can probably incubate it in there.
Like, I don't know if you guys heard about the co-op maskless flash mob that happened here in Keene a few days ago.
Oh, yeah.
But I found it very ironic that these goons were telling us to wear masks. And, you know, the funny thing is that we went into the store, we weren't, like, touching our face and then touching things or whatever. We weren't doing that. But all the masked people there, they're constantly adjusting their masks and touching their face where they're breathing in and all these germs are accumulating, and then they go ahead and touch things on the shelf.
Touch the vegetable.
So who's safer, the people who without a mask or people with a mask?
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, I may have parted my beard once, but that's different.
I didn't go inside. I stayed outside with Ian and filmed, and there were some an old couple that came up to me and this older lady that says that she has a condition. She was a member of the co-op, but she doesn't want to wear a mask because of the condition. And she was trying to, like, calmly explain to them, and they kept touching their masks, and they were saying, like, no, like, we know, we believe in the science and all this stuff. And I said to them, I was just like, you've been touching your mask this whole time. I think that your germs are in every part of that mask, like, it's going to crawl around. And you're touching that. You're going around touching people. How do you know, without a, shadow of reasonable doubt, that you're not more contagious with it on?
I also find it funny that there was one guy in there that was wearing a mask, and he's like, for my safety, stay away 6 feet. And then he has a roll of nickels in his hand about to punch this guy in the face. And I'm like, which one is for safety, bro?
Yeah. Yeah. When people, oh, man, people's reactions to this are just so overboard. It's insane, man. The insanity continues to grow, and I don't know what to do about it. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up. Stay tuned. It's time to start talking about America's bankruptcy.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What we do. Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live, the radio talk program where normally you can take control of the airwaves, although it's been an abnormal 24 hours for us here at the studio because the government decided to raid the studio again.
And kidnap my boyfriend.
Among other people, other hosts. We do know that Aria is out. None of us here have had a chance to speak with her, of course. We will attempt to do so in, you know, the next day or so. But it will be some time before you hear some of your favorite hosts or co-hosts, Aria, Nobody, and Ian. All three of them were kidnapped by the government in the raid. So we do appreciate you tuning in and listening. We are making these episodes of Free Talk Live a bit of a fundraiser to help rebuild. There's plenty of property damage to the building that the studio is in. Folks had gear stolen, their cell phones, tablets, anything that resembled a computer or a desktop, you know, laptops too, gone. You know, they left a bunch of, we'll call it studio gear because they didn't know what it was or how to disable it. And so I was able to cobble together a bit of this show. So that's why we're able to broadcast. But we were not able to broadcast yesterday due to technical difficulties post-raid.
Thank you for your service, Captain.
You're welcome. You know, I think it was the most important thing that we could do as folks doing this show is to get the show back on the air. And it appears as if tonight we achieved getting this show back on the air after only being off for 1 day. I think that's rather remarkable. I want to thank Mark Edge for his help in connecting me with the appropriate folks at the network level to, you know, walk me through some things and discuss some things to get the show back on. He was key in doing that as well. We want to thank everybody for their donations. Do we have any come in?
I haven't noticed any new ones.
Okay.
We're all right.
I also want to say thanks to everybody who showed up to both the studio and the Bitcoin Embassy yesterday during the raids, and their help filming. Somebody brought, you know, coffee to make sure that everybody, you know, stayed awake and alert and that type of a thing, you know, for the folks supporting us. So that was nice.
Yeah, the first time that I even, like, cried yesterday, like, when I left and I was, like, alone without a phone or anything, I was just, like, in a state of shock for so long. But I found one of our tenants and another one, and they went with me to the jail. And I stayed outside with Coconut, but I got, like, I saw, like, a live stream from Lumpy saying, like, saying to the cops, like, they don't want to look at us, they don't want to acknowledge us, because they know they did something wrong, and they're the bad guys. And I started crying, because I just felt so much, like, support.
Yeah, and many people feel the same way. A lot of words were said, and a lot of them hit home for a lot of people. Hopefully, the men wearing the badges take some of that to heart, and hear those words repeating in their head, and they don't sleep well at night as a result.
I kind of reminded them the worst of worst in their positions, and that is the Nuremberg Trials 2.0 are coming. And we're going to try them. And, yeah, I said some pretty... I don't think I'm going to say it right now, but...
Yeah.
You know what happens in 1983, at the end of the 1983, lawsuits, right?
And at the end of the French Revolution.
I'll just say it. There's capital punishment for things like this. And I think they should be wary of that, that things like this could come to a T one day, that your disservice to a society here in America or the world could come to a T, and you're going to be held accountable. I'm sorry,
yeah.
You're not just taking orders anymore. You are
right.
You are selling yourself out.
Yeah. If you hide behind, we're just doing our job, we're just following orders, you haven't thought it through. You haven't thought it through,
right.
Or you're being willfully ignorant. Either way, you are still committing crimes.
Morality is in your bones.
I think that ever since I met Ian, he's convinced me a lot more that like cops can change and stuff. So I really hope that some people just see how wrong this was, and maybe it'll change their minds too.
Yeah.
I hope their perception in this world changes, and that they come over to us.
Well, we are still planning to attend ForkFest 2021, where you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means there's no one in charge. It also means there's no ticket cost. You can just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you would like others to have. If you are planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let everyone know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters on the unofficial Telegram chat or through the ForkFest forum. Links to those can be found on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021, and we'll see you at forkfest.party. So, I wanted to talk a little bit about this article from dailysignal.com. This is written by a man called Neil Patel. This is not a libertarian article. In fact, I'm pretty sure this guy is a statist. The reason I wanted to talk about this is because it seems to be written from the perspective of a statist who's just sort of noticing now, like he's a little on the late train. The title of the article is "Time to Start Talking About America's Coming Bankruptcy," which I've been talking about for a long time now.
Right has been talking about it for a long time, too.
It's not a question of if. It's just a question of when.
Yep.
If you look at the math, it's mathematically impossible for the USD, the Federal Reserve Notes, what everybody commonly refers to as the dollar, it's impossible for it to continue it will eventually crumble. It's a question of how long will it continue to be in existence before it hyperinflates. And so this guy says, "Did you know America is going bankrupt? Most people don't. Maybe the saddest part of our country's state of affairs is that all our vitriol and dysfunction has come at a time when we aren't even addressing our biggest problems. It would be one thing if America collectively decided we have to be honest about where we are as a country, and we were in the middle of a charged debate about how to fix it. Instead, we're fighting about trivial things, while pretty much everyone in the country, on all sides of the political spectrum, has decided our real problems are so bad, we may as well ignore them. Have you ever had a friend who's had some horrible, embarrassing event in their life? The last thing you want to do is mention it. That's America and our debt problem.
It's embarrassing to leftists because they're all about printing and, you know, Keynesian economics.
Indeed. So that's America and our debt problem, right? Like, you know, oh, your friend, you know what, dude, I got herpes, right? So you don't want to, like, you know, when you're out of the bar, hey, Jimmy got herpes, right? You know, you don't want to embarrass the guy, right? That's America and our debt problem. It's so bad that we don't talk about it anymore. It was a full 10 years ago that we were so focused on our debt that then-President Barack Obama was forced to set up a national commission to deal with it. The bipartisan commission, led by former Bill Clinton chief of staff Erskine Bowles, and former Republican Senator Alan Simpson, came up with a series of recommendations, including tax hikes and reforms to our entitlement programs. Now, I mean, we've heard all this before. You've heard it through several different presidencies, several different administrations. I hate the word reform when it comes to political action because it means you are wrong.
It literally means they're taking the same clay, reforming it. It's still clay, okay?
It's still clay. Exactly. And they were wrong in the first place. If they put something into action and it was wrong, and they're like, well, okay, we know it was wrong, we got to reform it now. It's like, well, just say you were wrong.
Yeah.
Admitting that you were wrong. Nobody ever does that.
Like they were trying to push that fair tax for a long time, and what do you think that is? I mean, now you're legitimizing the IRS, essentially. Because
right.
Where does it say that we have to actually pay?
Right.
That's the question.
Well, and my favorite thing to point out to everybody about the IRS is if you put all those letters down on a piece of paper, it spells theirs. T-H-E-I-R-S. That's right. I don't think that's a mistake. You know? I think that that's just them blatantly rubbing it in your face.
Very intense.
It's not yours. It's theirs. At any rate, they were attacked by both the right and the left, and none of the solutions were enacted into law. But at least they were trying, says this author. More Free Talk Live is on the way. We'll talk more about America's debt problem.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.